The views expressed on the Final Straw Radio do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, WSFM LP Asheville, or Friends of Community Radio.
You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP at 103.3 FM in Asheville, North Carolina. This is The Final Straw, and I'm William Goodenough.
And I'm Bursa Goodness.
The Final Straw can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWALP in Olympia, Washington, WCRS-LP in Columbus, Ohio, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, and Berkeley Liberation Radio. Archives of The Final Straw can be found at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, where you can explore our 5 years of past programming, and you can write to us with questions or comments at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net.
You can also follow us on most of the nasty social media you can think of for show announcements and related topics.
This week's show marks our first to be aired terrestrially in our town. We would like to welcome listeners from Black Mountain to Canton, from Arden to Weaverville, from all around Buncombe County to the no future of radio. To listeners on other stations carrying this show, official welcome to you too.
The Final Straw is an hour-long weekly anarchist radio show that strives to contribute to awareness of and participation in self-liberatory activities around the world. We hope to disseminate counter-information about current struggles and ideas by providing a platform to English-language listeners, promoting non-sectarian anarchisms, and enriching and widening participation in the battles against capital, the state, and coercion. Simply stated, we want to aid the spread of anarchy. We believe that the liberation of each is tied to the liberation of all, and so we work to cover struggles against prisons, police, sexism, racism, heteropatriarchy, and against civilization.
Throughout our 5 years of broadcast on Asheville FM, the hosts have spoken with people both nationally and internationally about various topics, including land struggles currently ongoing in France, Greece, Germany, Italy, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., prisoner work and hunger strikes spoken of by advocates and sometimes in the prisoners' own voices, resistance to extremist and systemic racism in North America, squatting, domestication and industrial civilization, immigration, cultural exchanges between anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalists on different continents, engaging with the authors and editors of anarchistic journals and books, in many cases fresh off the presses, and much more. Alongside all of this, we've chosen to showcase anarchist or anarchist-leaning punk and metal projects from around the world. So whether you're segueing to your microbrewery, relaxing over a cup of locally grown artisanal free-range coffee, or coming home from worshiping the Lord, we hope that this show will get your wheels spinning.
A regular spot on the show is weekly commentary by anarchist prisoner Sean Swain, currently incarcerated at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. At the moment, Sean's outgoing communication is being blocked and messed with in response to Sean making public statements on behalf of a fellow inmate who is being unduly persecuted. The info that Sean's supporters released and acted on led to an end to the punishment of the other prisoner and to the silencing of Sean. You can find out more about Sean, his case, and how to contact him, and the year plus of his commentaries at seanswain.org.
And here are some words from anarchist prisoner Sean Swain. What you say, what you say, what you say,
what? I'll come like a bomb! Imagine for just a moment that you're a state terrorist. It's your job every so often to torture those who expose your criminal agenda. Would you be scared of people complaining to your state terrorist who was giving you orders? What if they contacted a friend of yours who works on the Legislative Oversight Committee? Would that bother you? If you were a state terrorist who tortured those who expose your crimes, would you care if one of your victims hired an attorney to challenge you in courts that already have a history of looking the other way? What about if people maintained a website urging others to address your crimes through strict nonviolence? Imagine you're a state terrorist. Consider whether any of that would bother you, whether it would even get you pause. Now, walk a mile in that state terrorist's shoes. Imagine what your worst nightmare would look like. Now, be that. I think that's a reasonable message. I don't see anything wrong with it, but state terrorists do. Recently, the state terrorist who tortured me and then called me violent for surviving it blocked all of my outgoing communications. I'm now on total black side status, no outgoing communication. It should really come as no surprise. I was sent to Ohio Super Duper Max for telling the truth about prison officials. Then they blocked my phone communication to pull the plug on my Final Straw radio segment. Then they intercepted my emails to friends and the council. To stop my expansion into YouTube, they blocked my video visits. When my attorney challenged these shenanigans, a federal judge decided I was a unique security threat following all the rules, and she allowed state terrorists to ban my video for life. without so much as an accusation of misconduct. The judge carved out special exceptions that never existed before. So I knew it was just a matter of time before state terrorists saw that as a green light to foreclose on all of my communications mediums. And here we are. State terrorists aren't very bright, it seems. They assumed that if they just block all of my personal communications, I would be perfectly silent. They thought that without me, SeanSwain.org would pull the plug. They thought people would tune in to the final straw and hear white noise. They thought wrong. You may have noticed that my voice sounds different. And next week, when the next segment gets called in, you may notice that my voice sounds different again. A new Sean Swain will call a new number every week. State terrorists can never shut us down. I guess this segment is now officially an underground broadcast. Everyone involved on this end must remain anonymous in order to avoid state terror. They can't get us all, you know. So, to those who run Ohio's terror complex, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. You know how dangerous this is. Each phone call, each segment, everyone out there is being challenged to imagine a world without fences and concertina wire, a world without water sustained with pepper spray and billy clubs and perimeter trucks that roll slowly around the edges of our lives. They're being challenged to imagine a world without you. I know you're scared. I can feel it. You know that world is coming. It's inevitable. The future belongs to us, and you can't stop it. We outnumber you. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from somewhere inside the American torture complex. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org. This week's episode will feature a whole stock of new aggressive music for your earholes, featuring artists from around the world.
Birds pull at the carrion, severed limbs litter the battlefield. We're running like rats from a burning sky, but it's nothing to warm our bodies. Lie and wait, knife in hand, for the few remaining angels. Pray or talk to yourself. Someone told me that it might help.
This singularity.
would shine through like 30 suns. But she ran out of hydrogen, and a particle exploding into outer space. That gravity tears us apart. Our world implodes, but we don't care because we're free.
The first track that you heard at the very beginning of the show was Ars Goetia by Blackbird Rom from their album Per Sen. That song was the opening for the first few years of the show, The Final Straw. So we revisit it out of a sake of fond recollection. In this next hour, you'll hear goth punk, old-timey, black metal, neo-new wave, and more. Let's start out with a track from the Pleasure Leftists, a band from Cleveland, Ohio. This is the song Not Over from their 12-inch out this April.
Well,
last set, we heard the Pleasure Leftists with Not Over. After that was Anna from unceded Coast Salish territories, also known as Vancouver, BC. The song was Devastation off of their soon-to-be-released Perpetual Warfare EP. Lastly, we heard Nightland from New Orleans with the song Waste off of their demo. Next up, let's hear a track from the new Blackbird ROM album entitled Destroying. This is All That Praises Heaven, and you're listening to WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville, online at ashevillefm.org. This is the Final Straw Radio, and I'm your host this week, Bursa Goodness.
The sky is limitless, but the land is not. The void is plentiful, but the world is not. In the sky, there is no chair and no throne among the starry vault, and no king who does smile or frown. The watchful cosmic shepherd is the vanity of
Slanders.
We started out that set with the song All That Praises Heaven by Blackbird Rom from the new album Destroying, out on Silver Gear. After that, we heard the track Hear Nothing, Say Nothing from the French band The Sioux from their recent split 7-inch with the band Dead Ramones. After that, we spun the track Red Ocean by Violet Cold from their single of the same title. Next, let's hear Moth from their recently compiled and released singles and early demos collection. This is Slow Burn.
Such a sense of pleasure, and I disgust myself.
We started off that block with the song Slow Burn by the band Moth from Copenhagen. After that, we heard Out of Our Hands by Metrocult from their Transparent 7-inch. And finished up with Mount Pleasant, Minnesota's metal project entitled Old Soul. The track was Shallows, which can be found on their album Nature's Arms Encircle All. Let's finish up with the track Infernal Civilization by the Black and Crust Project from Bandung, Indonesia. The band is called Kerberos, and this track's from the 2015 album Amnesia Haze.
Thank you.
That's it for the Final Straw Radio for this week. This is Bursts of Goodness, and you're tuned in to WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville, North Carolina, or online at ashevillefm.org. You can check out our archives of the show stretching back 5 years with music and political discussions at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, or contact us for suggestions at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. Stay tuned for Jake at 3 p.m. with Onward Through the Fog, a musical journey in and of itself. Have a great week, Asheville, and remember, let's make some anarchy out there.